You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Turkey and Germany said yesterday an agreement put in place on Monday to stem the flow of migrants to the Greek islands was showing signs of success, but the many were still trying to cross the sea and the route remains far from closed. The influx of migrants and refugees has increased pressure on an already struggling Greek economy. Meanwhile, Greek unions have announced strikes in many sectors against plans to overhaul the country's pension system, which could be finalized this week in talks with bailout negotiators. John Carr reports from Athens.
Much of Greece's public sector grinds to a halt today in a 24-hour general strike called to protest planned cuts to pensions and benefits. Aviation authorities said there'll be no flights in and out of Greek airports today, limited public transport, and no news about any of it as journalists, too, are joining the walkout. Greece's unions fear that the government will soon be forced to make more austerity cuts in pensions and benefits and hope the strike will stiffen the government in its ongoing talks with Greece's creditors. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has been showing signs of fighting back against what Greeks believe are the excessive austerity demands of the International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, and the European Commission. This week he said he did not intend to make any more concessions. Demonstrations are planned for the centre of Athens today in what will probably be not the last such mass protest against creditor-imposed austerity. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.